Greatest to any mercy and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. This morning I should like to direct your attention to just a few verses from the lesson which was read a moment ago from the 24th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. Jesus said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. So far God's work. In Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters in the Lord, it's been a long, hot, and in these last days, humid summer here in St. Louis, especially for those of you who have spent two summer terms on campus. Now the end is in sight, and you are preparing to return to your families and to your accustomed tasks. I know that you're anxious to get home again and to be with those with whom you are associated during most of the year. But I hope that at least some of you will feel a bit of nostalgia for the summer that you have spent here at the seminary in St. Louis. In the past week, we've heard a great many post-transfiguration analogies and images on the national scene. The text for this morning suggests a post-ascension imagery and analogy. And it's for the circumstances of this text, and by extrapolation to our own situation on the next to last day of the summer session, that I would like to direct your attention this morning. One of the comforting things about the Bible is that it presents to us people as they actually are. Comforting because the heroes and saints of the scriptures are ordinary men and women with the same feet of clay that you and I have. God was with the disciples after the resurrection. If we were writing fiction, we would picture them as simply accepting the resurrection and putting to shame the unbelief of those who are not willing to accept the report that the Savior had indeed risen from the dead. Instead, in all of the Gospels, they are pictured as men who found it hard to believe. Thomas, stubborn in his unbelief, is probably more typical than we realize. And what was it that convinced them? It was that our Lord opened to them the scriptures. It was not the physical evidence that persuaded them that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead. The Jewish leaders and the Roman soldiers had done. The empty tomb was there for all to see. Once and for all, the preaching of the resurrection. No, it was not the physical evidence that led to faith. For even the physical evidence could be gainsaid by those who were determined not to believe. What brought the disciples to faith in the resurrection was the fact that our Lord opened to them the scriptures. Now, it's to that end that you come to Sunday school this year. And it's certainly the hope of all of us that this has been a summer of opening your mind to understand the scriptures. Dr. Kaminsky referred to that yesterday. It was an emphasis of the text, which you heard has done, and it is the same emphasis that we find in this text this morning. And so it's to that end that you may understand the scripture, that we spend all of this time in studying the biblical languages, and that you spend all of this time in concern with the nuances of the scriptural text. And now you are to return to your own Jerusalem to help others in their understanding of the scriptures, and to open to them the same scriptures through the power of the Holy Spirit who has opened them to you. But there's more to teaching and learning involved in the seminar, including the seminar. There is also worship. When you return, there will be a continuation of the worship services you have had here. For we are told that on their return to Jerusalem, the disciples find themselves praising and blessing God. The opening of the scripture leads inevitably to worship. The disciples stood in awe of God's faithfulness as they saw how he had fulfilled in every detail the promises that he had made. The study of the word cannot be merely academic and intellectual. It reaches the heart, and it must bring forth worship and praise. The word and its exposition are certainly important. The praising and worshiping of God in public assembly is also important and is a consequence of a study of that word. The disciples, we are told, returned to Jerusalem with great joy. A part of that joy, I am sure, was the fellowship which had been theirs as disciples of the Lord. Their master would no longer be with them. His visible presence was taken away, but they had the memory of his presence, and they had each other as a reminder of the joys and privileges which they had experienced. And so it must be with us. It hasn't been all study and all an opening of the word. It hasn't even been all worship. There has been the joy of fellowship, of getting to know better those to whom we are related in the faith, and those with whom we shall be sharing the joys of eternity. I'm not sure that we always appreciate that fellowship and treasure it as we should. We see the warts and blemishes without recognizing that we too have warts and blemishes, and without seeing the glory with which Christ clothes each of us. Familiarity may not always be content, but it certainly breeds a lack of appreciation. One of the most poignant notes in the New Testament is the report that in Nazareth, Jesus was able to do very few miracles, because as a prophet in his own country, the people of that city with whom he had grown up could not believe that he was the Messiah of Israel. It has been a good summer, and we have enjoyed fellowship together. We've gotten to know one another. And now we can go back to our Jerusalem with an ever-growing appreciation of the blessings of the fellowship which we have enjoyed here and which we will continue to enjoy. Down from the Mount of Olives, back from Bethany, back to Benson, back to Jerusalem. The summer is behind us. It's been a good summer, because it has been a summer of growth in our understanding of the scriptures, and a growth in our appreciation of worship and Christian fellowship. May the Lord then send with us the same Holy Spirit that we have known here as we return to our Jerusalem. And may he continue to open to us the scriptures, and may he go with the words that we speak man. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.